Robert Morse.
Robert Morse, Senator Johnson, Senator, Representative Kamiga, the rest of the committee, good afternoon. I support this LD 585. I'm the founder of Atlantic Laboratories, North American Kelp. We're located in Waldoboro. I started in 1971, so this is my 42nd year of harvesting and processing rockweed on the coast of Maine. And thankfully, for the first 30 years, nobody noticed us. We were doing such a wonderful job. We employ 25 people. That includes 10 in the harvesting area, which are independent contractors. I am the designer of the largest number of harvesters on the coast of Maine, as mechanical rockweed harvesters. Anybody who cares to view our bycatch or our methodology of how they work, they definitely do cut to the 16-inch level. We had a couple of your representatives, Representative Devon and Representative Winchenbacks, were on close proximity to a harvest a couple of weeks ago, and but bycatch was observed by Representative Winchenback to, it happened to be a load from Cobb's Cook, where we're told we have thousands of periwinkles. In that particular day, we couldn't get a pocket full of periwinkles out of 27.5 ton. So we have the technology. I designed it. I adopted it from the Norwegians. Some of you got a video from the Norwegian manufacturing operation. It's been going on 75 years. They're some of the best ocean engineers in the world. If you haven't watched that 3.5-minute video of 75 years of processing rockweed, what it means to Norway, that's a, that's a video that you could well spend 3 minutes on. Seaweed is harvested mechanically in most places around the world. In Nova Scotia and in New Brunswick, it's a hand harvest, but in Iceland, Norway, and the British Isles, it's all mechanical cutters of various types. You'll see one picture in there. I'm a founding member of the Lincoln County chapter of Maine Organic Farmers and Gardeners. That's how I get into the kelp processing business or the rockweed business. I'm an organic gardener. We have many of our products certified for organic agriculture. We make animal feed supplements. We make liquid seaweed fertilizers. We extract plant growth hormones from the liquids, from the seaweed, which are registered with the Environmental Protection Agency, and they reduce agricultural chemicals. That was my biggest, when they used on the fields at 1 to 2 pints of the acre with herbicides and pesticides and fungicides, they can reduce the active ingredients. We were very successful at it in Canada in the early 90s till Esso realized we were there, and they spent $1.5 million deregistering us to get us out of there. We know the products work well, and there's a resurgence in that aspect now. I'm also a founding member of the Maine Seaweed Council, and we have been self-regulating these 11 species for, in my case, 42 years. If you come to some of the areas that we've harvested over and over again, we have 130% more rockweed in them now than when I started in 71. So this bill is not just about rockweed, and I don't want to just present it as rockweed. There's 11 species commercially harvested in Maine. 20 years ago, we got together not as an industry group, but as a council to promote the sustainable harvesting of the macroalgae on the coast of Maine. And we are very ecstatic now, 20 years later, that the DMR and hopefully this committee is going to empower them to complete our mission and get regulations, not statutes. And I have a combination thing on that. Currently, 404 on the other second page on the right in your brochure is the paragraph that talks about management plans. If you look at the definition of conservation that George Seaver gave you, it calls the statutory definition, number 9 under the DMR definition 601, calls for management plans. That's what we would like. We have a regulatory management plans, not statutory, and I'll point that out in a minute why statutory can go awry. That's your brain power over there in the DMR. We have a seaweed management fund also that is funding that. So I'm promoting also LD 811 as a management plan. If you look at that one-page bill, it gives you 13 categories that allows everybody input into the management of a seaweed species, including one of the clauses, biological, economical, and social considerations. So everybody has a voice, which it should be. This is the people's resource. It's not the landowner's resource. If we, I've taken the liberty to reprint the sections that, I've reprinted the bill, LD 585, excuse me, that calls for the elimination of 6803C. So then I've also copied 6803C so we could see what would be the big problem with that. Most of that items in 6803C, other than two, are currently the methodology we use prior to the bill and after the bill. They're basic seaweed, rockweed management techniques that are used around the world to create sustainable harvest of rockweed. There are two areas that need some work. Number two, 6803C, number two, designation of closed areas to harvesting. You'll see a red and a green format underneath that you can read at your convenience of what I think about that. And the allocation does not work. The allocation of sectors has me competing with my competition to say how are we going to divide the sectors. And that's all I'll say. That doesn't work in any fishery. It's never been done in any fishery. And, yes, you, Senator Damon and some of the others that are on the committee, you tried your best. This is the reason why I don't believe that legislation is the way to manage a resource. You should empower the DMR to do regulations. Then if something goes awry, that can be changed for those bases, economic, social, or biological. This isn't a zero-sum game. This isn't static. Every year is different. We get ice in certain areas that can harvest more seaweed than we've ever harvested in our life. And this fear factor we hear all the time about, oh, my God, the seaweed's all gone. I was a vegetable harvester. I harvest kelp, whole leaf kelp, and dried it like Shep did back in 71. The urchins came in, and they ate almost 100% of all the seaweed subtidal from Stonington to York. And then they just ate the green grass came in, and they ate the green grass until they had an urchin market. And nobody has yet told me what happened to anything at that point. What was the adverse effect? It's something man could never do. There's 1 million tons of rockweed in a tidal zone reed. Our industry, even though I've been in it for 42 years, is still a baby. We harvest less than 1% of the intertidal zone weed and way less than 1% of the 4 million tons of the subtidal zone weed. So it's just the perfect time to try to get this management under control. And don't panic. Don't listen to this fire-in-the-theater stuff that happened when this bill was passed, that there would be no more rockweed in Cobscook Bay. I mean, I'm sorry, I get a little passionate about that. Did I keep it short enough for you?
Thank you. Any questions from the committee?